This is 5775 holding at Forest Grove layover.
5775, I got your request to talk. How can I help?
Hey, this is just more of a question than it is anything else. I had a passenger on my bus earlier tonight that had a very serious wound on his leg. The smell coming off of his wound was, I almost couldn't drive the bus. It was so bad. But it's seriously infected. It was oozing. It was open. It looked like it had been treated, but it was, he's in serious trouble, this guy is. But he didn't ask for medical. He was only on for like 5 stops, and then he got off. My question is, what is our, as bus operators, do we have a responsibility or accountability to call that in on their behalf, or do we just leave that up to them to request medical?
Well, if you notice something, you can always offer it. But if somebody declines medical, if they say, no, I don't want it, then we can't call medical for them. But if you see something like that, you can always offer to call medical or see if they would like medical. And if they say no, they say no. And if they say yes, then you can give us a call and we can call for medical.
Okay, so the protocol would then be to go ahead and ask them if they... and then leave that response up to them, and then we take our cue at that point.
Yes. It's always best to offer medical when there's any sort of an injury or illness or anything you notice. Obviously, you know, we don't see everything, but if we do see something, it's always best to say something. Offer it to them, and again, if they don't want it, we can't force them to have it, so we won't call. But if they say, yeah, go ahead, I would like medical, then give dispatch a call, and we'll request medical for them.
All right, so I dropped this gentleman off in downtown Beaverton at the 129th block of Southwest Canyon. So at this point, I know it's been a while since he's left my bus. I have a strong suspicion that he is sitting at that service stop because he was having difficulty walking as well. And he looked like he may have been homeless. So at this point, is there anything we can do? Or do we just wait and see?
Well, that's what I was just saying. We can't force medical to someone. So we would need to make contact with them and see if they would like medical. So the next time you go through there, if they're there, you can offer them to call medical for them if they would like. See if they want medical. And again, if they do, we can call for them.
Okay, roger that. I think I'm clear on what we can and can't do. And in the future, I'll be sure to follow that protocol. You know, we see a lot of stuff out on the road, and we develop an ability to kind of turn our head, but this looks life threatening to me, and I just couldn't just shake it off. Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Have a good night at 2317.